Blog Talk Radio.
And thank you for tuning in to On a Roll with Heather Nicole. I am your host, The Heather Nicole, and today we are going to listen to one woman's story of betrayal that she experienced from a man that she once loved. So, everyone, please welcome my guest today, Miss Jasmine. I just call you Miss Jasmine Girl.
That works with me.
So, Jasmine, say hello to everyone. And how are you doing today?
I'm fine. Hello, everyone. I hope you're doing just as well on this lovely day.
Okay, thank you so much, Jasmine, for calling into my show today, everyone. Jasmine actually reached out to me a while ago. She inboxed me a story. Well, no, I'm sorry, not a story. She inboxed me her situation that she was going through with a gentleman that she was dating. And the reason why her story touched me so much was because I felt like it was something most women could relate to nowadays when it comes to betrayal and these relationships you get into where you think the person you're with is your everything and they turn out to be nothing. So, Jasmine, I just want to let you know, thank you so much for reaching out to me and trusting me and my advice to get you through this tough situation. So hopefully after our conversation today, we can help someone else. Now, so Jasmine, why don't we start off with you telling me how you met this
man. And one night I was coming home and I saw him. We happened to stay in the same complex, actually. So I ran into him and we had a couple conversations from there on out, and one thing led to another, and we ended up talking daily and going out and, you know, just getting to know one another. Everything seemed legit and fine. I never had any issues surrounding the first process of getting to know someone. He was a perfect gentleman.
Okay. So you met him, you said, in your complex where you lived. I would say
yes.
That's mistake number one. You never buy your milk and bread from the same store. And I'm just teasing you.
I know that now.
Girl, let me just help you with that right now. Don't ever date someone you live super close to or you work with, because when it all goes down, you got to still see them every day. So,
Yes, you do.
Yeah, so, okay, so you met him, everything was going well, you guys start dating, and what? Like, I always am interested to hear these stories because I always want to know if there are red flags that women ignore, you know. So think, looking back on it now, were there some red flags that you can say now, like, and just be honest with yourself and say that you ignored, or do you really think this guy was totally not perfect, because no one's perfect, but would you say there was no red flags at all in the beginning?
Honestly, I would say that there were plenty of red flags. I feel like sometimes as women, we ignore them because of our feelings or the moment, or because he's this, he's that. Oh, he goes to church. Oh, he does this. He works here or whatever. But there were plenty of red flags.
So why don't you let some of our listeners know what some of those red flags are, because I bet a lot of women are probably dating someone right now who shares those same characteristics and they're ignoring them. So looking back on it now, what were a few red flags that you can now say, I should have paid more attention to that?
Well, the first red flag would be inconsistency. If a man is truly interested in you, he will not have you guessing. He will not leave you hanging. He will let you know that you are whom he's after. My second piece of advice would be to watch the whole titles thing. I know these days a lot of people say, oh, well, you know, I don't do the title thing and blah, blah, blah. But actually, you know, truthfully, it does matter. Just like when you go into a grocery store, you want to know the ingredients, what you're eating, what you're putting inside of your body. It has a brand. You want to know what it is that you're purchasing and getting yourself into. The same applies to relationship-wise. You don't want to end up in a situation with someone. I'm sorry, I didn't get
No, I was saying that's a great metaphor. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Oh no. Yeah, most definitely. After experiencing it, I sat there one night and I'm like, you know what? This life is a lot like shopping. You have to take your time and really browse the aisle and know what you want and not be afraid to look for that or to have that take that next aisle and run into that. So that's how I view it now, but keep an eye on that inconsistencies as well as the shying away from titles. If someone is interested in you, then nothing will keep them from pursuing you.
So why don't you elaborate a little bit more with what you're saying as far as he was inconsistent. What was he inconsistent about? And also elaborate a little bit more about the titles thing. Like, what was he not telling people that you were his girlfriend? Was he saying, what do you mean when you say titles and inconsistency? Like, why don't you elaborate a little bit on that?
Okay. Let's see. As far as inconsistencies goes, one day he would be so gung-ho about us and everything, about spending time together. And then the next day, he's kind of very standoffish, and it was a bit confusing because I had never been involved with a man who was so back and forward with me. It didn't make any sense, and that was the biggest red flag of them all. But, you know, like I mentioned earlier, sometimes we let other things cloud our judgment, what's going on at that moment, and that is exactly what happened.
Wow.
As far as the whole title thing, it was very odd. And I mean, putting those two together, looking back on it, I kind of laughed because I'm like, this man gave me every sign without hiding it about his true intention.
Most of the time they do. Yes, most of the time they do. Most of the time when people say, oh, I didn't know. No, you knew. You just pretended you didn't know. You know, I'm always a realist about things, you know. So, but yeah, go ahead.
So, yeah, that, I mean, you actually hit it right on the head with that. I mean, looking back on it, I'm like, what? Okay, yeah, I knew what was going on. The signs were there, clear as day, you know, waving in the sky, clear for everyone to see. But he would basically, around certain people, especially other men, oh, yeah, this is my girlfriend, such and such, around family. But if it was in front of, let's say, a woman that he might have thought was attractive or a woman who's asking about his relationship status, it's, oh, no, you know, we're cool, you know. So
how did you know that, though? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to cut you off, but how did you know that he was pretty much demoting you when he had the conversation about you with the woman as opposed to, like, around your family and friends? Like, did you hear him? So you heard him tell other women, or like, what situation could you have been in where you were standing? So you would be standing there, and he'd tell a woman that was attractive that you were like his friend, pretty much.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily as within earshot, but certain situations. Like, for instance, we were at a gathering once with a couple of people there. It was a friend's party, and when we had first arrived, he had introduced me to some of his friends. So, this is my girl, and, you know, this is my woman. That, you know, he introduced me properly, and so I'm getting to know. I'm sorry.
When it's convenient for him, he introduced you as his girl. Like, oh, I want guys to know she's my girl, but I want girls to know she's my friend, pretty much.
Yes, that's exactly what happened. So we're at this party, and I'm getting to know everyone. I'm just enjoying the music and the food. I happened to talking to, I believe it was his cousin at the time, one of his cousins and his girlfriend, and we were all having a conversation. And I see him over there. I'm kind of like, okay, you know, I'm not chirping. I'm going to just enjoy myself. But long story short, by the end of the night, the mannerism of this young woman and his, it was totally off. It was totally off. So I kind of just dismissed it at first. I kind of dismissed
really?
It. I'm like, okay, maybe I'm just tripping. Yeah, but looking back on it, no, I was not tripping. I know
so
with my eyes.
What do you mean his mannerism was off? Like, he was being overly friendly with her, which you consider was probably disrespectful to you. Okay. So, okay, go ahead.
Yes, he was extremely over-friendly. He was all in her face. I mean, completely, totally in her face. And at first I'm like, okay, you know, maybe I'm just tripping. But a few weeks go by, and I'm exactly what I was doing. But my cousin contacts me, and she's like, oh, isn't this your, you know, your boyfriend? You know, I just was talking to one of my homegirls, and apparently, you know, they ran into each other, and they exchanged numbers, and they've been shooting text messages and phone calls, and based on what he's saying, you guys aren't together. So, you know, of course, I'm kind of like...
So let me just be clear to everyone who's listening. So you're saying that your cousin called you and told you that your boyfriend had reached out to one of her friends who was having like a relation, pretty much another relationship with them, or trying to talk to them?
Yes. Yes, he
wow.
was.
Mm-hmm. He didn't even try to go like outside the flight. Anyway, go ahead.
Yeah.
Like,
what's crazy,
you know,
is
like,
I don't even think he knew that this particular
yeah.
young woman was. So it just kind of presented itself just right there in broad daylight in my face, just like, damn, here it is. This is what it is. And
so did you
okay, yes,
did you
I did.
Him about that? Okay.
Yes, I confronted him, and when I would confront him about it, it was, oh, no, it's not like that. It was just a friendly conversation, but, you know, you're just tripping. You're just seeing it that way. So it was kind of like he was kind of deflecting the issue off on me, like, oh, you know, you're just putting 10 on it, or you're taking it
yeah.
to another
sure.
level.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So I'm like, okay, you know, silly me. Okay, well, maybe I am.
Over,
another
yeah.
red flag.
Mm-hmm. And yeah. you just ignore
so
it probably and continue to date him, and, you know, because you got a lot of patience, girl, because, like, I would have been gone, like, 10 minutes
yes.
ago into this conversation.
Yes.
So.
I and that was one of the things that I learned after all this, the situation took place was, okay, you know, it's a good, it's one thing to get to know someone. It's one thing to be foolish. You don't want to be foolish. You don't want anyone playing on your intelligence or your emotions. If you know good and well in your gut that something isn't right, it's best to just leave it alone, because it'll save
yeah.
you a ton of heartache and heartbreak.
And time wasted, okay? Like, you. Like,
oh,
how,
yes.
How long were you dating him, just overall, like, from beginning to time you met him until you finally said enough and it's over? Like, how long was that time frame?
4 years.
What?
4 years. Yes.
Oh, okay. We're going to have to work on your dismissal process being a lot faster.
Oh,
that
I know.
Insane. Oh, my goodness.
Yes.
Uh-huh. Okay, so all the red flags, you know, he's trying to talk to your girlfriends, and what
mm-hmm.
was, like, for you to say, okay, this is enough? Like, what was the door closing for you?
Well, honestly, between the gathering and the ending of the relationship, there were a lot of arguments, a lot of fights. The inconsistencies kept presenting themselves. We would get into it, and he's like, oh, okay, I'm sorry, and then he'd go to acting right. It's kind of, it reminds me of the cycle of a physical abuser, you know?
Yeah.
They beat on their woman and then
yeah.
go back to loving them just to go back to beating them, and it was just a
and
cycle.
And they make you feel like it's your fault.
Yes, and that's exactly how that relationship was. Looking back on it, I can honestly say that. Wow, and it blows my mind just to speak those words, but it's the truth, you know, and I want to make sure that I live by my truth and what I've allowed to happen, because he didn't allow this himself. You know, I played a major role in this situation.
Yes.
But what led to the complete total ending of the relationship was at the time I was going to school and working. And one day I come home, and I'm like, let me backtrack a little bit. This was about August. I kept having these dreams, and I'm like, something's not right. I know it's in my gut, and I'm kind of playing off of myself. Like, maybe I'm just tripping, but I'm like, it's constantly in my gut. God is showing me something about this man. Obviously, he's been showing me, and I was being foolish, and here he is putting it right in my face. Like, look at what was going on. So I kept having these dreams that he was cheating on me. Not only, I wouldn't say not just because of the dreams, but because of the track record of this man, the things that he was doing in the relationship. So I just brought everything to light, so to speak, because at that time I was so lost within this relationship and within this man, completely, utterly, sickeningly lost. So
what do you mean by
I confronted him about it. I'm like,
were...
well, I just want to know, just, are you cheating on me? No, I would never do that to you. Okay, well, you know, if this is the case, that's, I'm going to find out. You know, everything that's done in the dark will come to the light. So I prayed on it. I'm like, Lord, this relationship is taking a toll on me. I've been in it too long, longer than I should have been, and I need to have everything fall apart if this is not what you have for me, obviously, through what I have been through. But
absolutely.
Sometimes, like I said, you just don't really think about it that way because of the person and how long you've been with them and, oh, I love him, blah, blah. No, it doesn't matter. At the end of the day, you have to love yourself more and trust God and trust the plan for the plan that he has for your life instead of the one that you have for yourself, because they do not align. A lot of times they do not align. So I began to pray on it, and fast forward back to, I believe it was December. I'm coming home, about to take my shoes off and shower, get, you know, comfortable for the rest of the evening. Something's in the back of my mind. I need to go to his house. So I put my shoes back on. And I cross the complex. I go over to his house. His cousin's there, so me and I go into the house.
Now, mind you, he still lives in your
apartment
complex.
I knock on his bedroom door. You know, go in. I notice it's locked, and he's very, very quiet.
Can you hear me?
So I'm like, okay, what's going on? And instantly, I'm like, oh, okay, here it is. This is it. So he opens up the door and he kind of slides out the bedroom, and I'm like, what's going on? Who do you have in there? I'm in here by myself.
I think we have her back on the line again. Hi, Jasmine?
Yes, I'm here.
Yes,
I didn't even notice that the phone had.
could you hear me? You probably couldn't hear me because I kept talking and I realized that you weren't responding. So I'm like, maybe she can't hear me. Can you hear me now, though?
Yes, I can hear you now.
Okay. Prior to that, I was talking and asking questions, and I'm like, she's not answering me. I don't think she can hear me. So anyway, let me just back up for a second. Maybe everyone heard you. I'm not sure. I'll see, but we'll just move forward. You were saying that you had a gut feeling that you should go to his apartment, and mind you, he still lives close to you, right? So you just walked over to his apartment, right, as you were saying?
Yes.
You walked over to his apartment.
I walked over to the apartment, and when I got there, some of his family members were at his house, which wasn't unusual. He has a large family. So someone lets me in. It was one of his cousins, one of his older women cousins. So she lets me in, and I go to his room door, and I'm knocking on the door, and I hear him in there, but he's very, very, very quiet. And I'm like, okay, you know, something is up. I mean, obviously, I've already known something was up.
So wait a minute. If the family was there, then – they let you in knowing that he had another woman in the room?
Yes, they did.
Okay, see, I'm not saying it's wrong that they let you in. I'm saying it's wrong. The whole situation is just wrong. Like, he has another girl over. He's entertaining family. They know he's with you, and then they know he's in there with a girl, and they let you in. So it's just like they must have been excited to see some drama, I guess. But anyway, go ahead.
Yeah. That's exactly what it was. I'm knocking on the door, and he's like, okay, just a second. He's kind of acting funny. And I'm waiting. I'm starting to get impatient. I'm getting angry because I know for a fact that something is going on. Everything, given this man's track record, everything's just there. It's happened so fast. I'm like, yeah, okay, open the door. So he opens the door, and he kind of slides out of the bedroom door and closes it behind him. And I'm like, who's in there? And he's like, no, nobody's in there. I'm here by myself, you know, just my family's here and whatever, whatever. Okay, I can see your family is here, but somebody's in your room.
Exactly.
So I tell him, you know, move out my way. I'm not going to say that I said it nicely because, I mean, yeah, given the circumstances, I was tired, fed up. upset with myself for letting it even get to that point with this man. For the 4 years, everything is just kind of coming down on me at that moment. Like, oh, yeah, okay. This, I see it clearly now. I see exactly where I went wrong, everything that I should have done.
I think we want to hear I think we're missing the juicy part of the conversation. We want to know what happened when you got that dough open, honey, okay?
Oh, Lord. Okay, I will be honest. Oh, my God.
Yes.
I had to pray.
What's wrong with having a call? We keep it real 100%, girl. Yes. There's nothing wrong to get out of your ungodly character for 10 minutes in your life, okay?
I backslid. I am not going to lie. I was completely, utterly, I had an out-of-body experience. I had to pray. I got through that door, and I found her in his bed, you know.
Oh, but did you know her? Would you know her? Was it someone you knew or just some random chick he was in there sleeping with?
This is the crazy part. I didn't know her, but I had seen her around. She had been to his grandmother's house in the prior with another man.
Wow. So she knew of you.
She knew of me. So I get to the door, and she's putting on her clothes, and she's running her mouth, and she's smiling and laughing. And I'm like, oh, my God. Like, who is this lady? This is just it's too much. It was way too much. I knew that when I went over there, something was going to present itself. I knew that, just based on what God was telling me at that moment, you need to go and you need to see this for yourself. You need to see what it really is, not what you feel that it
is.
You need to see.
Exactly. That's what I always tell my followers. Like, you need to learn how to see things for what they are and not for what you want them to be. Because often as women, we love to convince ourselves that something we want is what we should have. You know what I mean? And it's not. It's not. Like, I don't care how attracted you are to them and how they just seem like everything you ever wanted them to be. I always say, like, way before 4 years, way before 4 months, in 4 minutes, you should be able to tell if someone means you any good.
Mm-hmm.
You should be able to tell. You know, some people may really just not have good intuition, but I strongly believe if you just really pay attention, like, you won't get played. So you go in there and, you know, you see all of this. You go off on her and him and whatever. Did you still communicate with him after this happened? Because this is why I feel like a lot of women waste even more time. When they get when they get slapped in their face with the betrayal, they still don't let go. So did you let go after you saw what happened?
I left the physical relationship.
That sounds like no.
No, I didn't. I did contact him. I mean, I had a lot of questions, and I feel like that, honestly, looking back on it, I feel like that was just a cop-out mechanism. I just wanted to talk to him. But I knew that I wasn't going to get the answers that I was seeking, because if he was truthful, it wouldn't have happened in the first place, and he would have told me what it was prior, and I would have been a lot smarter to.
Well, you have to learn also, Jasmine, also for future reference, don't ask a man, is he cheating, girl? Don't ask him, seriously, that's something, like, you need to tell me, like, don't ask anybody questions that you already have the answer to, because you give them the option to lie.
Yes.
Like,
and looking back on it, that's exactly what I did, because he looked me in my eye and lied, and I knew that something was up. So
yeah.
I'm like,
think about it, Jasmine. Who is going to tell you? You know what? Now that you ask me, now that I think about it, I think I am cheating, and I did, like, text your cousin's friend, baby daddy, homegirl, best friend. Like, nobody's going to tell you the truth, so you waste your time sometimes asking people questions. It's best that you just gather your facts, you know what I mean? And even sometimes if you don't gather any facts or whatever and you just have your intuition, sometimes that's just enough. Like, you will never have to question someone that God sends you. You will never have to sit there and wonder if they're being honest, truthful, the faithful, trustful. Like, you don't have to wonder with those feelings, you know. And if you ever have a gut instinct that something about somebody isn't right, you don't even have to ask them any questions. Like, that should be all you need to make your decision. Just letting you know for future reference, like, don't ask anybody any more questions, okay? Unless yes, you're just real crazy and insecure, then that's a different story.
Oh, yes, that's one of the things that I have learned, the situation that occurred. Actually, I mean, now that I look at it, it has been a huge blessing in disguise, everything that's happened from then
until now. It always is. It always is. It always is.
I have learned so much. I'm grateful for, you know, in a way. I'm very, very grateful that things turned out the way that they did, because had they not, you know, yeah, I would probably still be in that situation. And I don't mean to call anyone silly or anything, but it's silly behavior to stay in a situation where you know it's not right for you, and God's showing you it's not right for you,
and you're
every
just holding on because, yeah.
So yeah, I did reach out to him. I wanted closure, and I'm so hurt and all
but
this.
But what closure
and,
do you need, though? Please explain that to me, because I always want to know what it means when a woman says she needs closure to something. Like, because in my mind, I'm just like a black or white person. Like,
yeah.
You know, either you're like this or you're not. So I don't need you to tell me anything. My closure is knowing exactly who you are. But that's just my personality type. Now, for other women who may not be as in tune with things, you know, what do you mean when you say you need closure after you've seen this man disrespect you, mistreat you, and cheat on you right in front of your face? What kind of closure were you looking for?
Honestly, the whole closure thing, it doesn't exist. At the time, I thought, okay, I need closure and this, that. No, it does not exist. It's just you felt that this person was the one. You spent so much time, energy, love, whatever, with this person, and you really wanted to make it work, and you felt, okay, they felt the same, but, you know, had they felt the same, none of that would have never happened. It would have never happened to begin with.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was going to say, did you think when you meant you were looking for closure that really what you were looking for was some type of comp? Because I feel like a lot of the time women say they need closure, but what you really want is a man to somehow just let you know that he cared about you, or, you know, just so you don't feel like you were second in his life when you made them first. Do you think maybe that's more of what you were looking for as opposed to, like, some actual closure? Because if someone cheated on you, then that's your closure right there. That his actions showed you exactly how he felt about you. So why did you feel the need to ask him a question and think that he would tell you the truth as far as giving you any closure?
Mm-hmm. Well, you hit it right on the head. It was more of, well, I invest so much time and energy, I just want to know that you cared. But like I said, if that was the case, that whole situation would have never came about.
Exactly.
You can tell someone cares about you or not. I mean, you've got to kind of step out of yourself and out of your feelings, emotions, and look at the situation level from a level-headed point of view, not just emotional, physical, none of that matters. You have to be rational with yourself and with the situation and take a step back. Often the people around us can tell when we're changing, when we're letting our guards down, or when we're behaving in a way that's not like us. Those around us are usually the first ones to point it out. And you got to take the time to listen to them, because those are the ones who truly know you besides yourself. Sometimes they even know you better than you know yourself.
Absolutely. It's easier to look at things when you're on the outside looking in, but when you're in it, you're kind of lost. You know what I mean? So sometimes your family and friends will always tell you two things. Either they'll tell you the truth, or they're going to act like they're telling you the truth, but they're really jealous. You know what I mean? And sometimes you just got to be smart enough to tell what side the advice is coming from. So you can't always even listen to your family and friends. You know what I mean? That's why you have to kind of rely on yourself, because – you know, you can't trust anybody 100%. But So you were still trying to get your closure. You probably never got it. The point when you inboxed me, the story. I think weren't you saying something about you were still following them on social media or something, or still talking to them, or I'm trying to recollect the story, because it was a long story you sent or something. I remember you and I having a discussion about you trying to move forward. I think that's when you had reached out to me.
We were still on following each other on social media, still in the same complex, which, like you said earlier, never, never, never do that. That is, and it's crazy, because it was the first time I had ever even allowed myself to date someone in with such close range as my home.
Yeah.
I definitely will never do that again.
but think about it. Think about this, though. A man who lived right next door to you still brought women over his house. So some of these people
yes.
in these long-distance relationships thinking, oh, you got to trust them, blah, blah, blah. People get cheated on by somebody who lived next door to them. So if they if you're going to get cheated on, you're going to get cheated on, whether they live across the street, down the street, another state, whatever. If someone has no respect for you and they're going to cheat on you, they're going to do it no matter how close the proximity is to where you live. You know, so I'm just looking at this like, here you had a man live right next door to you, and he's still running women in and out of the house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you know,
if we stop anyone from doing what they want to do, they're going to do that dirt if they want to do that dirt.
Exactly. And I think I remember telling you that what you needed to do at that point was to cut off all communication. And I know it's hard, but, yeah, why isn't that what you and I had talked about? Because we had talked about this, like, quite a while ago. I'm sorry. I'm trying to make sure I recollect the conversation. But I remember telling you, no matter how hard it is, you need to cut off all communication with him, his family,
yeah.
friends. Anything that has to do with him needs to go. And I know it's hard
yeah.
because 4 years invested in someone, you in your mind think that's your best friend. You get caught up in this routine of talking to them every day, and you feel like a big part of you is missing. But you won't even realize that the part of you that's missing is a bad part. It's not a part you even need. You know what I mean? It's like your dependency that you had with him that you were missing. But it's not even what you need, even though, you know, you probably thought you did at the time. But I just remember telling you at that time that you needed to cut off all communication with him. I just remember you and I discussed that. So and then you said, I remember you coming back to me saying you did, right? Stop talking to him and
yeah.
talking to all of them. And you were slowly getting better.
Yeah, I was. It was hard at the time because I felt, oh, well, all this time. But that's really all it was the time. When I think about it, I'm like,
that's
you know what,
you
there was, yeah, there was nothing beneficial in that relationship. It was rocky. It was messy. It should not have existed. And that was all it was time. That was more. It was more of the time. Oh well, the time. The time is irrelevant a lot of times, especially in situations
that. I think all the time is irrelevant. Like when sometimes people
yes.
come to me and tell me, oh, I've been dating this person 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, even married them for 20 years, but I'm so miserable and I'm so unhappy. I mean, I know people say it's easier said than done, but it's really not. Like, if you've been with someone for a long time and you're miserable, 5 more years are going to go by and you're still going to be miserable. Like, what did you accomplish?
Yes.
You haven't accomplished
that's
nothing but more of your time. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So,
and that's how I felt. And I think when you had brought that to light, it kind of just, like, gave me the push in the right direction that I needed to get over that hump. Well, this is just time. I'm just familiar with this person. There's nothing
exactly.
more than just that, familiarity and time. And time was wasted. He ain't too
yeah.
familiar if he's doing stuff like that. So, you know.
Well, years
that
go by regardless, right? Like, one thing you can't control
yeah.
is time passing, right? So you can either have a year go by and still be miserable, or you can have a year go by and be completely happy with somebody else. That's
yes.
just, you know what I mean? You can have complete control over how your time in the future is spent. So even though it took you 4 years, girl, don't beat yourself up, because there's people who set up in these relationships for 5, 10, 15, 20 years, deal with cheating, abuse, and everything, and they're still sitting there. So, you know, kudos to you for saying, you know what, even if it took you 4 years, you woke up, you told yourself, I deserve better, I plan on getting better, and, you know, everybody just doesn't get it as fast as other people, you know, and you know, you sounded like such a beautiful person, and, you know, I was just so grateful that you reached out to me and that, you know, you and I were able to exchange, you know, conversation about this when you were going through something hurtful, and hopefully it helped you somewhat. But I don't want you beating yourself up because you spent so much time in something negative, because, you know, you eventually got out of it. And how long ago was
yeah.
that now, right? Because you don't talk to him anymore, because you and I talked about this
yeah.
like about a year ago, I think.
Yeah, this actually, all of this took place in 2014. So it's been a while. It's been well over a year. You know, this new year. I've seen him in passing. As far as relationship or anything other, no, we cannot, will not.
Is he still your neighbor, Jasmine? Girl, you need to move.
yeah. I mean, I believe he's still there. I'm not sure. I haven't seen him. So, I mean, that's a good thing. I am in the process of moving, so, you know, I'll be moving in the next week.
Good, because I'm thinking, how do you even move on with someone being your neighbor? Like, they're all in your new business if you entertain someone new. Yeah. So that's toxic in itself.
It is. I mean, but I'm just grateful that, you know, God kept him wherever he is at. He is at. He's not, you know, over here.
Yes, let him go and ruin somebody else's life, okay? Then I'm grateful it's not yours. Not that I'm saying I'm wishing bad on someone else's life, but I'm just saying, like, he obviously has some issues of his own that he needs to work through and learn how to become a good man one day to someone else, but you don't have to stick around while he figures that out. You know what I mean? So, so where are you now? Mentally, like, I'm sure it's going to take you, they say it takes the same amount of time to get over a relationship as it does, you know, the amount of time you invested in it. So I'm sure you're not like, oh, I'm 100% better and I'm going to go out and date and meet me a husband tomorrow. But where do you think you are now mentally? I bet you've learned a lot from this though, right? Like, I bet you can go into another relationship and pick up on things a lot faster, huh?
Oh yes, I have learned so much from this relationship. I could probably write it all down, and I'd be writing for a good few weeks or months. That's how much I've learned from this relationship, that relationship. Where I'm at now, I'm actually in a pretty good place, and not only physically, mentally, and emotionally as well. When all this was going on, I was just a mess.
Yeah, I bet.
And that, you know, that was, everything was my wake-up call. I'm having a conversation with you, taking a step out of myself and seeing myself, what I had allowed to happen through the years and what I had allowed to happen during that moment. Like, okay, I'm in this situation. I should have left a long time ago. I shouldn't have let it go any further. But now that it's here, I've got to get myself out of this mess. And I have to get myself to the next step because I didn't want to feel the feelings of all of the negative feelings that I was feeling at that time. So, you know, start praying about it, praying about everything, keeping a journal, just writing down my feelings and my emotions. And God started to reveal who I am to myself more. It's like I had to get reintroduce myself to myself, so to speak. So
it was just
in that moment that I knew, like, oh, okay, I seen the bigger lesson in this, and it was deeper than him, it was deeper than me, it was deeper than the relationship. So, I mean, I just really thank God for that.
Yes. I mean, I'm so happy to hear that because a lot of women get it later than you got it, and some women never get it, Jasmine. You know, like, it just saddens me when I see people in these relationships for 10, 15, 20 years, and they don't realize how much of their life that they're missing out on because they don't have the self-esteem to think they can go out and do better. You know what I mean? So you, like I said, you follow me on social media, and I tell you all the time how beautiful you are, and I just love your spirit and your energy, and I truly believe you deserve the best, and I'm glad that you're on the same page to think you deserve the best, you know? And, yes. And so are you dating anybody right now, or, like, what's going on in your dating life these days?
Actually, yes, I have just recently met someone. We're taking it very slow with one another.
Yes.
He's a very great guy. And I honestly can say that now after going through all that I had been through, I'm able to read somebody quite well.
Mm-hmm.
But just to be on the safe side, we're taking it very, very slowly. He's a really wonderful guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, very, very slowly. He's very wonderful. He calls me throughout the day and checks up on me. He's just very, very helpful. And I've noticed with him, I don't have to be on guard. Not that I'm just fully trusting this man just yet, but
it makes it
easier for me to just naturally go with everything. Yeah. And I've been completely relaxed. Haven't had any doubts. We've gone on a couple of dates so far, and he's a really great person, perfect gentleman, very respectful. Actually, funny thing is, he was supposed to come to church with me on Easter Sunday, but he ended up having to work. And when he called me and he apologized, he was feeling so bad. He's like, I feel so bad, you know, I had to work, and I don't want you to feel like I wasn't trying to be there for you, or that I don't want to go to church or anything like that. And he's like, I'm going to make sure that I make it up to you. So he ended up taking me out the next night, and we're looking forward to this Sunday. So,
I want to know if he takes it to that church service.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I know. The closer we get to Sunday, I'm like, okay, you know, I'll expect to see you there, you know. But, he's a really, really nice person, very sweet guy, very respectful. The conversation with him is...
It's totally different, probably.
Yes, it's totally different. When I talk to him about my past, you know, he's not judgmental about anything. He can understand, but, you know, I love how protective he is already. Very, very protective. He's, you know.
Protective about what, though?
Well, as far as me making sure that I don't find myself in that situation to where I can allow someone to disrespect me or hurt me again. He's very protective. I'm just really kind of blown away by that. I mean, not in a bad way, but more like as if I was his, not his sister, but kind of, you know, like.
Yeah.
I can't really explain it.
I think I know what you mean. You mean he's I think you were trying to say that he understands what you've been through, so he's taking the necessary precautions to make sure you feel comfortable knowing that he wouldn't do the same thing to you.
Yes.
Now, you have to be a little bit careful, too, because sometimes when you tell men things you've been through, they'll either, A, be like what you just said, you know, they'll be like, oh, man, now I have to work extra harder for her to trust me, or B, they'll be like, now I got to work extra harder to hide stuff. I'm just putting it out there, you know, to help you out so you can go into this looking both ways, you know.
And that was one of my things, one of my my thoughts about the whole situation, this new guy, about keeping that in mind. So I've been keeping a lot of things.
Oh, they do. Remember one of my memes saying sometimes they'll ask you what you're looking for so they can pretend to be it, you know. You know.
And when I seen that, I liked it. I was like, that is so true. So that's been on my mind. I've been investigating. I've been, you know, kind of just watching him.
Like psycho, don't turn into psycho stalker girl. I mean, that's not what you want to be either.
No. Yeah, no, not anything crazy, but we have a mutual friend. So, yeah. Nothing crazy.
Because then that's like a turnoff. Like, you don't want to be like, you know, having somebody think that because you went through something bad that you automatically don't trust anybody. Like, that's kind of a turnoff if you're trying to meet someone, too. Ladies, don't do it, okay? I don't care how hurt you've been. You're going to have to build your confidence up and go into your next relationship, like, and tell yourself, this person isn't going to do it to me. Don't tell yourself that, you know, don't exhibit the crazy behavior in front of people you just met. Yeah.
Everybody
so,
is the same.
Yes, but I do. I'm just glad that it sounds like you got your head on straight. It sounds like you took this as a learning experience. And, again, I tell my followers, like, everyone you meet is going to be either a blessing or a lesson. And either way, Jasmine, you thank them for the experience, you know.
Yes.
Always thank everyone for whatever experience you've been through, because it'll either help you. Even if it hurts you, it still helps you. You know what I mean? So, like I said, you sound like you're on the right track. I'm glad that situation is now behind you. I wish you all the best with this new guy, or even if it's not him, whoever it may be, you know, whatever stair steps you have to take, you know, to get, you know, to the guy. Because I'm sure you want to get married one day and have children, right? Or I don't know if you have children already or whatever. But, yeah, I'm sure your goal is to get married, which it should be. So good for you for making sure that you both are on the same level spiritually, you know, because does he believe in God, or, like, are you just trying to get him to go to church because you go to church, like, you know, or is he interested in going to church? I mean, that's kind of important as well, you know. Sometimes, you know, you can meet someone who just doesn't go, but they still love God, and you just, you know, you kind of got to get them into it. But then some people, if you feel like you're forcing them, then they could kind of get a little resentful. So do you think that, do you guys talk about spiritual things or what?
Yeah, we do actually a lot. What's funny is he actually mentioned it before I had even gotten to mention it in a prior conversation. So that was one of the things that kind of, you know, stood out to me. I'm like, oh, okay. He's like, yeah.
Okay, good.
You know,
I just want to make sure you're not forcing him. I'm making sure you're not forcing him to do something he doesn't want to do, you know? So,
Oh, yeah.
you're like my sister now. So, you know, like all my friends, followers, you guys are like my sister. So, you know, I have to put the, you know, drop the bird seeds out there for you when you're dating people and hope you pick them up.
Oh, yes, most definitely.
Yeah,
I've taken a lot of things that you've said into within my heart and my mind to make sure that I'm not just being led by emotion and that I'm not thinking that just because of what I've been through that everyone is the same. So I'm learning to
Well, they're not the same, but sometimes they're not different either, though, Jasmine, you know, and
yeah,
you seem like
sometimes,
a very
nice sometimes
person.
They're not.
Yeah,
sometimes
you're
they're
very
not different.
Nice. Yeah, yes, you seem very nice, you know. So unfortunately, when you're very nice and you would think someone would appreciate you for being very nice and being very sweet and giving and faithful, but in today's society, that could either be looked at as a benefit or it could be your downfall, you know what I mean? So, which means you got to be extra cautious about the people you entertain. You know, me, I don't come off nice, so I don't have them kind of problems. So I don't. I mean, I do because I'm friendly and stuff, but I just, you get my point? Like, you know, some people just rub you differently, and you rub me as being this very sweet and just, aw, I'm very sweet as well, but I'm also, I'll let you know everything I know up front. So don't come to me with no games, you know what I mean? So, you know, but,
one of the things
you know,
I learned to I mean, because I've always had this demeanor about myself. So that was probably one of the most important things I've learned, too, is to make sure that I am cautious in within whoever I'm entertaining, whether it's a friend or someone I'm interested in, to make sure that I see things for what they are, not what I want them to be. Make sure the perception is clear.
Very
clear.
Girl. I'm talking about Windex, okay? Like, I need you to see right through it, okay? But you're so cute, though. I love you to pieces, and I look forward to having some more conversations with you in the future because I would love to follow you and just kind of see, you know, how everything plays out in your life. And, you know, I just think you'll be a great inspiration to other women today who could potentially be going through the same thing, you know. And that's brave of you to come out and discuss your story because a lot of women live in silence about these kind of things because they're embarrassed. And, you know, again, that's I appreciate you, like I said, trusting me and coming to me with your story and sharing it on the air with everyone. And, you know, it's just been a good talk, young lady.
Thank you. It's been fun. And I really do hope that my story can influence someone. You know, we're not perfect. We have to take every lesson, every day, and every blessing as they come. So
yes,
I just really hope that whoever hears it can take something in from it.
Absolutely. Yes, I completely agree with that. And, again, like I said, I want to thank you for being a guest on my show today. And most importantly, thank you for being on a roll with Heather Nicole. And I want you to enjoy the rest of your day. And, again, like I said, I will follow up with you to see what's going on down the road, young lady.
Okay, thank you so much for having me. I really had a great time.
Yes, absolutely. And inbox me whenever you'd like. And keep being a great fan. I love your interaction on my page and everything. So, yeah, that concludes our show for today. So, everyone, enjoy the rest of your day. And you too, Miss Jasmine. Thank you.
You too. Thank you. You have a good one.
All right. Thanks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.